Romans chapter 14. Receive him who is weak in faith, but not by getting involved in arbitrating in arguments. One person believes in eating everything, another who is weak eats vegetables. Let him who eats something not despise him who does not eat it, nor he who does not eat something judge him who does eat it. For God has accepted him. Who are you to judge another person's servant? He stands or falls, serving his own master. But he will be upheld, for God is able to uphold him. One person judges one day against another, while another judges each day. Let each one be completely sure in his own mind. He who considers the day considers it to the honour of the Lord, and he who ignores the day ignores it to the honour of the Lord. And he who eats something eats it to the honour of the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who refrains from eating something refrains from eating it also to the honour of the Lord, and he gives God thanks. For none of us lives for himself, and no one dies for himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, or if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For it is for this reason that Christ both died and rose and came to life, in order that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. And why do you judge your brother? Or again, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand at Christ's court, for it stands written, As I live, says the Lord, to me every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. So let us no longer judge each other, but judge this rather, not to put a stumbling block or a cause of offence in your brother's way. I know, and have been persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that nothing is profane of itself, except that to anyone who considers something to be profane, to him it is profane. And if your brother grieves on account of food, you no longer walk lovingly. Do not by your food lose him for whom Christ died. So do not let your good behaviour be slandered. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy by Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these matters is pleasing to God and approved of by men. So then, let us pursue the things that pertain to peace and to each other's edification. Do not undo the work for God on account of food. All things are clean, but it is wrong for the man who eats with offence to do so. It is good not to eat meat, or drink wine, or to consume anything at which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or falters. Do you have faith? Have it as your own in God's sight. Blessed is he who does not judge himself in what he approves of. But he who is in two minds stands condemned if he eats like that, because it is not based on faith. Indeed, everything that is not based on faith is a sin. To him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the proclaiming of Jesus Christ by revelation of a mystery, kept silent in past durations of the ages, but which is now made manifest through prophetic scriptures on command of age-abiding God, for obedience to faith, having been made known to all the nations. To God, the only wise one, through Jesus Christ, to him be glory throughout the ages. Amen.